God is the ultimate, but Satan still is controlling the world, and it will not be given back over to God until a qualified man can rule over this world. A qualified man can rule over this world. That man has to be what? Sinless. And that man has to pay for the sins of anybody that would rule with him. And that man has been born already. That man has fulfilled prophecy. He did live a sinless life. He died as the sacrifice for the sins of the world. He was buried. He rose again the third day. He ascended back into heaven. But he's not ruling the world. Now, why isn't he ruling the world? There's not peace on earth, goodwill toward men. So some would say his mission was a failure. No. There is a second coming of this man. And there still is something that has not happened before his kingdom can be set up. What needs to happen, the one thing that must happen before his kingdom can be set up over the earth? Does anybody know in this class what must happen before his kingdom is set up over the earth? Raise your hand if you want to take a guess at it. Nobody's going to try. Okay. Then I'll tell you. One nation is very important. It's God's chosen nation. And in the book of Genesis, God chose this nation out of all the nations of the world through which to mediate his kingdom over the earth. He chose one nation. Now, he didn't choose that nation so they'd keep it to themselves. He chose them so they would bless the world, because God loves the world, not just that nation. But he chose that nation to reach the world. And that nation has a king and a Messiah, and they must accept by faith that Messiah as their Savior. When he came the first time, they didn't do it. In fact, they crucified him. So now you know what must happen for the kingdom to come back to God, because there is a chosen man who's going to rule the world when this event happens. What must happen? Anybody know? Wow. Should know by now.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Too late. You can't save them, Diane. It's the nation of Israel. They have to accept their Messiah. 2,000 years ago, they had the opportunity. They rejected John the Baptist preaching, and he was beheaded. They rejected Jesus. He was crucified. Now, thankfully, when he was crucified, that paid for the sins of the world. And that can save you, because if you put your faith in the Messiah, Jesus Christ, that he died, he was buried, he rose again, paid for our sins, then guess what? Your sins are paid for, and you're going to reign with him over the earth someday. And if you die, you'll go right to the third heaven with him until he reigns. But if you don't, you'll go straight to hell. You will not collect $200. And I'm sick and tired of so many people that when people die, they say, oh, he's in a better place. No, he's not. He's in hell. I'm sorry. Unless there's clear salvation and clear evidence of salvation. The Bible says make your calling election sure. If you don't see salvation and clear evidence of salvation, according to the book of 1 John, they're in hell. And most people are in hell. Sorry to tell you that this morning. But wake up! See, that's what the false prophets do. They tell you everything's fine. And that's why America's going to hell in a handbasket. And this Father's Day, men are dressing like women, and women are, messed up too. So that nation has to accept the Messiah. Therefore, Satan knows that, And all through history, ever since that nation began with the coming of Abraham and the choosing of Abraham with his son Isaac and his son Jacob and then his 12 sons, which made the nation of Israel become a nation with 12 tribes. Ever since that happened in Genesis 12 through Genesis chapter 50, Satan has focused on that nation to exterminate them like bugs. Or like mice. My wife said to me today, our mouse, I was in the shower. She came in the shower. She said, there's a mouse dead in the trap. And we have a trap where it has peanut butter and the mice go in there. And then the light starts flashing. And that's my key to get the mouse and throw him out. And I'm in the shower. She says, got to get the mouse. Happy Father's Day, though. But that's how Satan looks at the Jews. He's got to exterminate them. Why? Because if he can exterminate them or assimilate them so they accept his kingdom, if he could exterminate them or assimilate them into his kingdom, then the kingdom can't come. The kingdom of God can't come. Christ can't reign. He stays in control, which he wants to do. It's like, why'd they get rid of Trump? Because they put Biden in there as a stooge, a puppet. So who? They, the globalists, could stay in control. And who's backing the globalists? Satan. This isn't politics. This is geopolitical spiritual warfare. And so I'm just saying to you, in Revelation 13, we see an eighth beast empire arise. And I want you to take your Bible and follow me as I read Revelation 13 and verse number 1, because here in the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, you see this eighth beast empire. He's had seven previous empires, and what have all of those empires tried to do? Raise your hand if you know. Every one of them has tried to do what? We got one hand up, it's Diane. You ought to know what those seven previous empires have tried to do. Come on, class. Rose. What? Yes, exterminate or assimilate, get rid of all the Jews. Why? Because the Jews, when they get saved and accept the Messiah, then the kingdom of God comes to earth. Then Jesus comes back from heaven and reigns over the earth. And if you're saved, you'll come back with him and you'll reign with him. Depending on how faithful you are since you've been saved, that will be your job in the kingdom. Wow. So these empires are here. Now look at Revelation 13, verse 1. It says, I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. What are the seven heads? They are the seven beast empires that have been in history that have been raised up by Satan to kill Jews or to assimilate the Jews so that the kingdom can't come. And there's the eighth one has how many horns according to Revelation 13:1? The eighth, this is the eighth beast empire. How many horns, Kathy? 10 horns. Now, what are these 10 horns? Horns speak of rulership because they have 10 crowns. Their rulership. In other words, the earth is going to be ruled over by one man called the beast. And this beast is going to rule a beast empire, which is going to be the eighth and final beast empire of Satan. And it's yet to come. It hasn't been yet. But the globalists are pushing for it. That's why they got rid of Trump, because he's America first. He doesn't want globalism. It's not a question of politics. It's a question of a man that was in the position to be president, was elected as president, and he got in there And he didn't want a one world government. He wanted America to be a separate nation and to bless America. That's his vision. And the globalists who want the one beast empire who of Satan, they had to get rid of Trump. Either kill him, which they want to do, or kill him politically, or just put him in jail for the rest of his life. You notice how Biden isn't being put in jail? Not yet. Not unless they got somebody to replace him. They see, it's all Satan trying to rule this world. And he's going to have an eighth beast empire with 10 unions that will be over that empire. And that empire is going to be, I'll give you some of the nations in that empire. If you want to study Daniel 7, you can get it. But look at Revelation 13:2. It says, and the beast, that's the eighth beast empire, which I saw was like unto a leopard. Now, there is a nation in history that had a leopard, has a leopard tank. A leopard is very quick and cunning, and it's known for blitzkrieg warfare. That nation is rising to ascendancy. Now, by the way, in Daniel 7, that leopard has, get this, four wings. And you know what? I believe that speaks of four different rules of that empire. Three of them are done. When the fourth one is now rising as we speak in the world. Does anybody know who has the leopard tank, who represents that? Yes, Cynthia? Germany, the nation of Germany. Three Reichs. Hitler was over the what? Third Reich. There was a Second Reich and a First Reich. And the Fourth Reich is now Germany, united and ascending. And they're the most powerful nation in Europe. And they're going to lead the European Union. And so that's why the leopard is mentioned first, because the European Union is the revived what? When it spreads into the Middle East and it takes over the place of one of the previous beast empires, it will be a revival of that. Daniel talked about this empire being revived with 10 toes, you know, image in Daniel 2 with 10 toes of iron and clay. What empire is that? The Roman Empire. And Germany is going to be the key nation over the revived Roman Empire. It will be a European empire that will spread into the Middle East and take over Israel, Egypt, and North Africa and Syria. And that's the way it was in Jesus' day, the Roman Empire. So how many have heard of the European Union? The European Union, and you may have heard of Brexit, you know, coming out of the European Union, but Satan's plan is for the European Union to be all together. Now, there is another nation in Daniel chapter 7, and it's here, and it says his feet were as the feet of a bear. What nation, which will have other nations under its orbit, is going to be part of this one world government? Cynthia, again. Huh? Soviet Union. Russia is the bear, and then all the nations that they take to ally with them are the Soviet Union. Right now, the Soviet Union and the Western globalists are fighting it out. And the globalists don't care if we have a nuclear war. By the way, we're on the verge of a nuclear war because the globalists who control Biden want a nuclear war. They don't care if China does it. They don't care if Russia does it. They want a nuclear war. You know why they want a nuclear war? They want to kill people. Why do they want to kill people? They want less people. They've said it. They want about, you know, 500 million people. We have 9 billion. So think of how many people have to die. Will the nuclear war help with that? Yes. Are we closer than ever to a nuclear war with Russia or China? Yes. Do we have what it takes to beat them? No. They purposely weaken the United States. So even India has nuclear weapons, almost as powerful as China. So it's very interesting. But they don't care. They're trying to trigger war because they want to kill more people. That's why they put the pandemic. The COVID was a way to kill people. The shot was a way to kill people. I told everybody, don't get the shot. My father took four of them. And his health went right down. My mother didn't take it, thank God. Don't take the jab. If you'd already took it, don't take any more. He took four. The more you take, the more dead you are. Just telling you the truth. That's better than four. But none is better. Don't take any more. I have heard they have a kill switch. And I can tell you that when they have a kill switch, and if you took the jab, they can throw that kill switch. And you're dead. So I'm just saying, watch out. Yep. Yeah, we even have a form. My secretary has one.
I'm in school for medical assisting. Yep. And my career advisor is trying to push me to get the shot. And no, I don't have to. I go to church.
Yeah. Even though death rates are up 20% where people are taking the shots, and 40% in many places, they're still pushing it, these devils, these dirty devils. It angers me. And they're pushing it even now. They're devils. It's Satan. Not politics. Crap on that. It's Satan. And I'm warning people as strongly as I can, because I hate the murderer, Satan. He's a murderer. And yes, we do have the religious exemptions. And see my secretary about that. Tell her I said.
Yeah, I don't graduate until January. Yeah. So she's giving me till November.
Okay. My daughter dropped out of the military because they kept pressuring all this stuff, woke stuff on her. She could have been a major and a chaplain and been, you know, had everything. She just couldn't take it anymore. She dropped out. She's just asking God for wisdom now. But anyway, I'm just saying to you that we are in a terrible war, and Satan wants to take over the world. His goal is 2030 to put this whole world government in, and he's really coming out in the open, okay? So you have these different nations. Now, the next one is the mouth of a lion. So the language of this one world government is going to be the language of the lion. If you go to Daniel 7, you go here, you see the lion. Now, in Daniel 7, the lion has eagle's wings. And then there's a bunch of stuff about that. So it talks about a nation coming out of the lion with eagle's wings. So what nation is the lion? Yep. England, Britain, and the British Isles are the influence of the lion. And British Empire went worldwide at one point, you know. And a lot of nations have the English language. Even India, it was greatly under Britain, had the English language. And of course, Canada, the United States, and so forth. And so England will be part of this one world government. Even if they pull out of the European Union, they will have a powerful union. The whole world is going to be eventually into 10 unions of great, led by great nations. Now, here's another one that we know the dragon is Satan. It's very clear it's Satan. But what nation is represented by the dragon that will play a key role? Diane. China is represented by the dragon. So that's in verse, if you look at it, that's in verse number, what is it? Two. He, the dragon, gave him his power, his seat, and great authority. So that's Satan using China and the Asian nations that go along with China. So these powerful nations are going to be part of this new world order, and they're going to be ten unions of nations that will, you know, you have an African Union and these unions, Soviet Union and China, Asian Union, all these unions, the British Union, whatever that is. And you have it all, and it's all going to be together under Satan in this final one world government. And it's coming. Now, that will be called the eighth what? What do we call this? The final one world government will be called under 10 heads or unions, that'll be called the eighth blank empire. The eighth what empire? One word, fill it in for me. The eighth what empire? Yep. Beast. It's called beast because it's like a wild animal that wants to kill What people do these satanic beast empires always persecute, always try to kill off? What are the main people they try to kill off? Jews. And the reason why they kill off Jews is because when Israel as a nation accepts the Messiah, the end is coming. Now, go ahead, Cynthia. Yes.
You talked about
Eagle's wings.
The eagle's wings. Could that be America?
Yes, it is America. Yeah, and so America and Britain somehow are going to be together in the end. Unfortunately, you know, it's going to be part of this global empire. Although, if you look at Daniel 7, it's interesting there. But that's something that we can't get into in detail. But we look at these empires that have tried to exterminate Israel, and we see seven of them have been historically true. Now, in John's day, John in Revelation 17 says that there were four previous empires to him, and five previous empires to him, and he was the sixth empire, and he said one was going to come for a little bit of time and then go away. And then in the future, there would be an eighth beast empire. But John was living during the sixth beast empire. And he talked about that. That's in Revelation 17. So let's look at the beast empires in the book of Genesis. The first one after Israel became a nation, who persecuted Israel, the first nation to persecute Israel? Raise your hand if you know. Cynthia? Pharaoh of Egypt. So the first one is Egypt and Pharaoh. So say that with me. Egypt, Pharaoh. Say it. Egypt, Pharaoh. Louder. Egypt, Pharaoh. All right. The second one, after Israel became a nation, they split between the north and the south, and a great empire came down under a man called Shalmaneser, and took the 10 tribes of the northern kingdom of Israel captive. And that empire was an empire that tried to destroy Israel. Does anybody know that empire? What is it? Cynthia? Assyria. So let's say the two empires. First, Egypt, Pharaoh, and then Assyria, Shalmaneser. All right, so say it. Egypt, Pharaoh, Assyria, Shalmaneser. Then a third empire came and attacked the southern kingdom of Judah in 606 BC and burned their walls and their temple in 586 BC. And that empire was the empire of what? Huh? Babylon. Who was the leader? Nebuchadnezzar. Tried to destroy Israel. So that was the third beast empire under Satan. So let's say, I'm not going to have you say the names of the leaders, just the empire right now. First one is Egypt. Second one is Assyria. Third one is? Good. All right, let's do it again. Egypt, Assyria, Babylon. After Babylon had Israel for 70 years, a new empire came up. And that leader of the empire was a good man, not a bad man, named Cyrus. Cyrus is a friend of Israel. Just like Donald Trump said, America's embassy is going to be built in Israel. He did that in 2017. And Israelis made a coin with Cyrus on one side, the Medo-Persian ruler. He's the Medo-Persian ruler. And the other side, Donald Trump, the American ruler. Two Gentile rulers that were friends of Israel. And they're very similar. And in Isaiah 45, you see a prophecy of Cyrus. And that was 200 years before Cyrus was even born. He's even mentioned by name. And Donald Trump was what? The 45th president of the United States. It's interesting. He's also in Isaiah 46, Cyrus. I believe he's going to be the 46. You say, why would he be the 46? You got Biden in there. I think some presidents are going to be ripped and stripped of their presidency. But anyway, here we have the Medo-Persian Empire under Cyrus, but Cyrus didn't last. Finally, another guy took over, and he had a guy named Haman, who was a wicked man, and Haman wanted to kill the Jews. He actually got the leader of the Medo-Persian Empire to kill Jews, and he got a day set aside when everybody could legally go not deer hunting, but Jew hunting, and you could kill Jews legally. And who was behind that? Satan. And that man's name was Haman of Medo-Persia. So let's look at this. The first empire was what? Egypt. Second one, Assyria, Shalmaneser. Third one was Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar. The fourth one was Medo-Persia, and that was under who? Haman. Now we come to the fifth empire. The fifth empire was from the west. It was the first big European empire now to eventually persecute Jews. Now there was a great man that led that empire. In fact, his name was called Alexander the Great. What empire was that? Greece, the Grecian Empire. And it conquered the Medo-Persian Empire. And Alexander, when he was 30 years old, he conquered it. Now, the Bible said that he would do that, but then that he would suddenly die. And what happened? Alexander, at 30 years old, he was a great military leader, the likes of which, but he was without purpose. And he just died to drunken orgy at 30 years old. And what happened? His empire split into four parts. And one of those parts was led by a very wicked man. And this man was leading the Syrian part of the Grecian Empire. And he actually had attack into Israel. And he put a sow on the altar of the Jewish temple. He caused the Jewish people to go into Greek culture and dress immodestly, set up gymnasiums, and had people dressing, showing their nakedness, and it was violating the law of God. And then he put a statue of Jupiter, the Greek god, and the Greek god in the Holy of Holies, the statue, and the face of Jupiter looked just like himself, the image of himself. And Jesus used that for an example of what's going to happen during the eighth beast empire when Satan gets a man to do that called the beast. But anyway, this man, does anybody know the name of this man that was the head of the Syrian part of the Grecian Empire? The Grecian Empire, yes. Yeah, big name, Antiochus Epiphanes. That was his name. And he was the head of the Grecian Empire that came out of Alexander the Great's empire that persecuted Israel. And he actually tried to assimilate Israel by getting the Jews to dress like Greeks and be immodest and take on Greek culture and make the Greek religion part of their temple worship. So he wanted to gut the Jewish religion and worship of Jehovah God and the law of God. And that's what Satan wants to do. If he can't annihilate you, he'll assimilate you to make you dress like the world, act like the world, talk like the world. God wants his people to be different than the world, according to the Bible, what the Bible teaches. That's why you come to church, to learn what the Bible says. Okay, so that happened, right? Now, there is a empire that's called the Grecian Empire, and that was under Antiochus. So let's do all the empires, five so far. Number one is, say it again, Egypt. Number two, Assyria. Number three, Babylon. Number four, Medo-Persia. Number five, Greece. All right, very good. Now, the Grecian Empire was conquered by what empire? I'll give you a hint. The guy was a guy with the initials JC. He conquered the Grecian Empire, and that new empire was a city-state in Europe, and then it spread, and they conquered the Grecian Empire, and this guy became a powerful leader, and he himself was assassinated, and I'll give you a hint. When he got assassinated, he said in Latin, et tu, Brute, in other words, all the knives of the Senate came and stuck him and assassinated him, and even his friend Brutus stuck in his knife. Who is that man, and what empire are we talking about? Cynthia, you want to take a gander? Roman Empire under Julius Caesar. That took the Grecian Empire. Now, what about the Roman Empire? Well, the Roman Empire, remember, they conquered Israel, they conquered North Africa, they conquered Syria, they conquered all of the old Grecian, they conquered Europe, they conquered the Middle East. They're a very big empire, very powerful. And there came a man in that empire that when Israel rebelled against them in AD 70, this is after Christ died, was buried, rose again, this man was a general, the son of a Caesar, of a leader of the Roman Empire. He later became the Caesar, and he conquered, and he burned the temple. He tore down the temple, his soldiers, and conquered the Jews, and scattered them all over the world. I saw the ruins of what he did when I went to Israel. They're still there. This man's name was Titus. So what empire conquered the Grecian Empire and took over? The Roman Empire, all right? And the man's name was Titus that actually destroyed the Jews. And so we have the Roman Empire, all right? So those are all the empires up till John's day. So let's say them real quickly. Number one is Egypt. Say it, Egypt. Number two is Assyria. Good. And we know Shalmaneser of Assyria took the Israelites. Number three is Babylon. We know Nebuchadnezzar was that leader. Number four after Babylon is Medo-Persia. And the man that became the wicked man to kill Jews was Haman from that empire. And he was hung. That's number four. Number five is Greece. And we know Antiochus Epiphanes polluted the temple of God. Number six is Rome. And we know the man Titus burned the temple and knocked it down and scattered the Jews. And Israel was no longer a homeland for the Jews. They rebelled in AD 110, and the Roman emperor said, we're going to make it into a toilet, and we're going to pee over there. And he said, what is the worst enemy of Israel? And they said, the Philistines. And he said, good, we're going to call it by the Latin name of the Philistines, which is Palestina, Palestine. And the name Palestine is an insult to the Jewish people. But that's what people have used it. And from AD 70 all the way up into the 20th century, last century, Israel was nowhere to be found on the map. Nowhere to be found. It was just a malaria-infested mosquito place, and Satan was happy, like, good. But Satan knew the Bible, and he knew that Israel was coming back as a nation. Even though they weren't going to be believers in Jesus yet, he was afraid, and he said, I got to kill them. I got to kill the Jews before they become a nation again, according to Ezekiel 37. And so the 20th century turned, and Satan was like, oh, I got to kill him. He found a man, and he made him his son, and he raised him up to kill Jews in the 20th century between AD 70, and he was trying to stop Israel from coming back to their homeland, and he could see it happening and becoming a nation. Who is the one man that started a whole war, killed 50 million people just to kill Jews? Who? Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler. And I want you to notice, in John's day, Put your finger, Revelation 13. Go to Revelation 17 with me. Go to Revelation 17. And I'm going to show you this because this is incredible, really, to me. In Revelation 17, look what it says in Revelation 17 and verse, go first of all to verse number 9. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. You know what wisdom is? To be able to understand Scripture and put all these Scriptures together. Do you think Pastor Bloom here, by studying the Scripture, God's given me wisdom? Absolutely. And you can get wisdom by studying with me. So it says, and here is the mind which hath wisdom. Not all minds have wisdom. You might have a lot of knowledge of a lot of different things, but this is wisdom of the Word of God. All right, here's what it says. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. Now, the woman is the one world government to come under the one, the woman. And the seven mountains are seven, get this, beast empires that have persecuted Israel. Now watch this, verse 10, very important. And there are seven kings. This is in John's day now. Who was ruling when John was ruling? What empire? What beast empire? When John was writing, I'm sorry, in AD 96, who was ruling as a beast empire when John was writing the Revelation? Cynthia? Yeah, it must have been Rome. So now watch this, verse 10. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is. Okay, so you've got five previous empires to Rome that are fallen, and Rome is the one that is, when John wrote this in Revelation 17. All right, let's name the five that are fallen, starting with Egypt. Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, and Greece. Five are fallen. You're getting wisdom. One is, that's Rome. All right, now watch. And the other is not yet come, and when he cometh, he must continue a short space. All right, now let's just stop right there. Who is the one that's going to come that will be the greatest persecutor of Jews before Israel is going to return as a nation and kill millions of Jews, kill 50 million people, kill 6 million Jews? What empire is coming? That John, listen, is predicting this beast empire in AD 96, right here in Revelation 7, and it's never been revealed to any other apostle. Paul didn't know about it. Daniel didn't know about it. Nobody knew about this seventh beast empire because it was not revealed before John revealed it right here. What empire is it? Rose?
Germany.
Nazi Germany. And they conquered most of Europe. They actually conquered Russia at one time. They conquered, and they would have conquered the whole world had not God stopped it. And Hitler shot himself in the head. And before he shot himself in the head, his valet came to him, and he never went to South America. Don't believe those stories. He shot himself in the head. And his valet said to him, what are we going to do now? He said, look for the coming man. And he shot himself in the head. And he was dead. So ended the seventh beast empire. Revelation 17. So what's the seventh beast empire? Nazi Germany. Who's the ruler? Adolf Hitler. The name Adolf means wolf. And the wolf wants to destroy Israel. Well, we got rid of that. We got rid of Satan. It's all over, right? No, it's not. Notice Revelation 17 and look at verse 10 and look what it says in verse 11. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seven and goeth into perdition. He's talking about a man that lived. And then he doesn't live anymore because he's dead from a head wound. And that's in Revelation 13, the head wound. You'll see that. And then he lives again. Well, wait a minute. And then when he lives again, the Bible says, when he lives again, the whole world wonders after him because they recognize who he is. They recognize who he is. And when they recognize him, what do? They're like, we can't fight you, man. We'll worship you. You're the greatest. You're the greatest. And they worship Satan because they recognize Satan helped him get out of hell and come back. So this eighth beast empire is going to be ruled by one of the previous seven kings. What's the one guy that died of a head wound, that lived and reigned over a beast empire that killed Jews, that could come back and everybody would recognize him and reveals himself? So here you go. There's your empires. And there's your eighth one, which is going to be the globalist empire. He could be alive even now. Now, I want you to watch a movie. You can maybe go on YouTube and put in there Boys from Brazil. And in that movie, Boys from Brazil, it stars Gregory Peck when he was an older man. And it's all about clones of Hitler. But there are more than one. There's only going to be one clone, which comes out of hell and inhabits the body. They can clone people, but they can't make it live.